And now for one of my three all-time favorites.
You're locked on Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
On the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
This is Frosty's song when his neighbor pisses him off.
Yeah, now you're messing with
him. I mean, really, you talk about owning a home. Now, again, it's... I hope all of you renting get to own someday if that's what you want to do. There's a pride.
Maybe if you're
ownership.
Renting, you might have a neighbor that's upsetting you.
Oh, I know. But at least if you're renting, when the lease is up, you can move away if you have to. I can get out of there in 6 months or a year. Goodbye.
Yeah.
But if you own it and you get a mortgage, you're stuck, buddy. So if some annoying neighbor's running your life, oh, you know what? This is a war.
But is it really worth it? Is it worth the stress that you're giving yourself? This is some guy parking his van in front of your house. It's like, okay, is this something to really get upset about? To cause me, you know, stress, and then I'll argue, and then what if yeah, what if I have a heart attack? What if that guy has a heart attack? I just yelled at him.
I know. Thank you, Joel Olstein. I know we shouldn't sweat the little things, but we do.
You can be a better you.
I haven't seen you stop sweating.
Well, I'm hot.
Little things, big things, you sweat all things.
Don't sweat the stuff.
You're a sweater. That's what they say about relationships, too. Like, you should never go to bed angry.
You know, which brings us to a tragic tale.
Yeah, what if you do and something horrible happens?
You'd feel awful for the rest of your life.
There's a lady who was, saw this in the news a couple nights ago. She's a mother of three, 33 years old. She was, with tears in her eyes, was on one of these Lifetime. You know, you flip through and you see these, I don't usually watch the womanly channels like Lifetime.
Uh-huh.
But I happen to be there, and there's this crying woman. What's she crying about?
You stopped it on a crying woman?
Wouldn't you? Aren't you curious what she's crying about?
Bruises, Frank would have come over.
Hell yeah.
Ooh, a leg bruise.
Anyways, I wonder why this woman is crying. Well, the reason is because she's telling people, don't ever go to bed angry. With your partner, with your mate, with your wife, your husband, your boyfriend, don't go to bed after an argument without settling it, and don't go to bed mad. You know why? Because she and her husband apparently had this terrible knockdown, drag-out fight. I didn't miss the part what the fight was about. She says they were so mad that she says, we're not sleeping together tonight, and he said, I didn't want to, and he went to the sofa. So he went out to the sofa and put his pillow and blanket down there and slams the door. Next morning, she wakes up, going through the house. He's dead.
Oh, my God.
Died in his sleep. She never got to end the argument, never got to say she didn't mean it. She was sorry. She takes it all back. She didn't get
so
to...
So she was wrong.
So in his last thoughts, she's haunted that his last thoughts were being hurt by his wife. How dare she, you know, what have I done? And she never got to end the argument on up. So that's the end of their relationship. His eternal thought is bad into the relationship as opposed to loving relationship.
She got the last word, though, didn't she? She always had.
Now, this is...
That's why he's the luckiest man. Not on the face of the earth.
It gets worse.
He really is. He was probably out-of-body experience, saw his dead body laying there on the couch. He's like, yeah! Woo! I died! And she kicked me out of the bed. That bitch is going to feel guilty forever.
Yeah, there is that.
Oh,
but it gets worse. You know, they had been fighting more than usual lately. He'd been more irritable than usual lately. And after he died, she found out probably the reason why. He had taken on a second job he hadn't told her about. Had been doing that for months, working hours. That's why he was coming in late. Because he was saving up money for an anniversary trip to Europe.
This gets better.
That's why he's so exhausted and irritable all the time. And his health was going down.
And she was thinking he was out of the bar with his buddies. Probably has another woman.
Right.
And he had all these tickets purchased that were going to go to Italy and Switzerland and Austria. To pay for that, he was working this other job.
Oh, my God.
Now, put yourself in his shoes now. You've got this ticket. You got this vacation plan. Now she's giving me so much crap, I'm going to sleep on the couch. And then you die from the exhaustion. God, what a horrible ending for him.
I bet she still goes on that vacation.
That's what he would have wanted. He wanted me to be Steve Spade.
And invite her new boyfriend.
In a weird sort of way, I don't know about the new boyfriend part, but the money's already spent. Can't let it go to waste.
Otherwise, she would have worked those long nights for nothing. I should at least see things, you know? The Eiffel Tower.
Spread his ashes thither and fro
along
the
way. Yeah, he wanted his ashes spread on top from the Eiffel Tower.
Oh my God, that's awful.
Anyway, don't
this
go
is
true.
You don't need to know everything, ladies. Just because there's parts of our day that you can't, recall where we were, or and you don't know where we were, we didn't offer the information where we were, doesn't mean you need to know it. Why can't there be such a thing as a surprise when he wants to save up for a round-the-world trip on their anniversary? It's probably an anniversary that means, how long were they married? It's like the 25th or something, milestone. He's like, I really kind of skipped over it all these years, but I really want to do it right this time. So he's doing the second job, but he can't tell her because he's not sure how much he loves her. But she's got to keep nagging. Nagged him to death.
Doesn't it happen about that age?
My God.
The mid-30s, early to mid-30s, got three kids, mid-30s. Oh, so, God. Of course, that's when the bills are crazy and the expenses are crazy and the kids are driving crazy. And especially if you have a second job on the side to pay. That's when you're probably exhausted, right? That's when maybe you start arguing more than ever before, right about then. But he had this wonderful surprise plan for her. He couldn't tell her. He couldn't tell her why he was worn out and exhausted. But he was going to have that wonderful, wonderful anniversary trip. Surprise! And then she's such an evil monster. She's screaming at him so much.
And nagged him to death.
Yeah. Get out of our bedroom. God, poor guy.
Well,
I mean, his guardian angel put a pillow on his face in his sleep on the couch to get him out of that situation.
He's in a better place.
It's time.
You need to come with me.
You're done.
The angel just takes his hand and leaves the situation because she is such a bitch.
Right.
See, ladies, sometimes you don't need to know everything. Stop digging through the phones. Stop trying to find out where we've been all the time. Don't make us check in every minute of the day. All you're doing is looking for a morsel to call yourself a victim so you can have all the support of all your lady friends. Oh, poor you. He was doing what? He was out late at night.
Well, that does.
All you guys feeding into your own paranoia, all you ladies.
Listen.
I'd go through his phone.
Yep.
So then he gets home from work, and then have all these other ladies telling you better dig, better dig. No. He's probably cheating. I know a girl happened to, and then he wasn't. He was the good guy.
None of your lady friends ever, ever, ever say, oh, he's a great guy. What are you doing? Don't worry in your relationship. You don't know what you're going to throw away. None of them ever say that.
If your guy works.
Hold on a second. I have an update to this story, Frosty.
What?
Oh, no.
Woman whose husband died on sofa.
Yes, yes.
After argument. This is the story you're telling me.
Yes,
here's
same
the
woman.
Update of new headline.
Okay.
Woman whose husband died on sofa after argument finds love with his brother.
Get out!
No! Oh my God!
Are you serious? That was quick. Since yesterday?
Come on, this has got to be foul play. This is ridiculous.
Well, that wasn't in the news story yesterday. Has it happened overnight?
It's strange how from something so awful, something good can happen.
No way.
Is it Mrs. Murray from Somerset?
I don't know. Is it Mrs. Murray from Somerset?
This is absolutely true. This headline just came out today. This occurred, the story Frosty's telling you, took place in May.
Well, they should do an autopsy.
Well, but the TV show thing just aired her with doing the crying thing. So.
And today they have admitted that they are in a relationship that they started through the grieving process.
May, June, July.
He just wants to go on the vacation.
They have the same last name. It'd be easier to travel, probably. He's got his brother's knife.
He wants to take the trip and he can dump her like a hot rock.
He's
up to something.
Is insane.
Is there a more evil woman in the news today than this woman?
No, I think she may top it there.
Frosty, do you want to give up your victory for who's going to hell today and just give it to this lady?
I think so, yes. I passed the crown. The only thing that make this woman worse is she parked a crappy RV in front of my house and slept with him out there. Wow.
A little 7 o'clock version. Jesus. Didn't that happen?
Come on, Heidi. Let's hear you cheerlead now for your lady friends.
I'm not gonna cheerlead for her, but you have to look at it from the point of view of
would never do that.
If I know that if you work for, let's say 9 to 5, and I know that that's your job, and then it's 10:30, 11 o'clock
at night. 16-hour days. With that second job, she didn't know about.
Right. So if I know that you get off at 5, but it's 10:30 at night, 11 o'clock at night, you're still not home, I'm supposed to be like, oh, that's cool. It's fine.
Well, I can't tell you the truth about the second job, but then you find out about the vacation. I was bowling with the guys. I was out walking around.
Every night?
Well, yeah.
You don't want to come home and spend any time with your family? Every night, you're out until 11 o'clock or midnight.
Yeah.
Oh, listen to your accusatory tone.
Well, that's a problem. That's a problem.
See, women, the bad woman's tone is you're guilty till you can prove to me you're innocent. And that's not the way it
should be. It doesn't start like that. It's like, hey, you got off at 5. It's like 11 o'clock at night. You didn't call me. I was worried.
See, you already make me want to die on a couch.
A guy wouldn't have a problem if a woman's working and gets up. You know she's off at 5 and it's 10:30, 11 o'clock at night every night. And she just doesn't come home. Like, where you been? Well, why aren't you home?
Yeah,
don't
worry
about it.
Don't worry about it.
Like, you're all up in my business. What are you, my dad? You'd be like, what? You got off at 5. It's 11 o'clock at night. Where are you?
Maybe he was doing like going to the gym or something. He had a gym bag with him.
Well, then
he's like, I go to work, honey. I'm trying to go to the gym.
Except his health was failing, Frank. He wasn't getting it.
That's why he's going to the gym. See?
I must have a thyroid problem. Just can't get this weight off.
I guess if it's every day and you got a second job, you gotta say that somehow. Then she's gonna go, where's the money? Give me the money.
You
we need
say,
new baby
hey,
shoes.
Listen, I'm playing a little something and you'll know about it soon
enough. No, you can't tell her a second job because you can't be having more money. So it has to be something like the gym. That way it's like you're trying to better yourself, but you're not bringing home any money. But
then you gotta end up getting in shape and you're not. You're getting in worse shape. She won't believe that.
Or you're at the gym, you get off at 5, you're at the gym for 6 hours. Who does that? You're getting home at 11 o'clock midnight.
I took a steam.
I keep going to sleep in the hot sun, it puts it right under. I wake up, 5 hours are gone. Where'd the time go?
Every night I do it.
But my pores feel great. Would most women excuse a guy? Now we're talking guys in the mid-30s now. Okay, you got married, the luster is gone, you know, the newness is gone. You're 10 years into your marriage, 15 years. Can you go, hey, you know what? We're kind of smothering each other. Can I just hang out with the guys now and then? Play cards?
Well, you couldn't do it every night. I mean, yeah, there's got to be a guy's night. Women, you have to let guys have a night with their guys.
Could you have
that.
Five?
It's good
like,
for guys.
Cards night on Monday, bowling on Tuesday. I don't know.
You can't do it every night.
No, at some point, you're gay. When you got to hang out with your guys every night, you're just gay.
If every night is sauna steam bath with the guys, that might seem kind of gay.
She may have more to worry about than just you being out.
Heading down to the YMCA again, babe.
Didn't this happen recently, too, to Joe Biden's son, the one that died of cancer?
Beau?
Yeah.
What?
And then his wife, his widow, starts banging his brother.
His brother,
now they're married, and he left his wife through the grieving process. Like, I don't know. That would be, because it's like family to me. So once you marry... Even though they're not related, that becomes your brother, essentially, your brother-in-law.
But you know,
in this case, she was a great gal, and the brother's wife wasn't, so they ended up getting divorced anyway, and his brother died, and so, yeah, but just she was still a great gal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is totally different.
Right.
She nagged this guy to death, and then his brother moves in to get a little, to tap on it.
Yeah.
I would have done an autopsy on that one. That's just fishy. That's so soon.
If you're the rebound brother.
This is a Dateline if I've seen it.
Oh, it's really confusing.
Come on.
But if you're the rebound brother, you know, she's missing my brother who's died. I know she's into me because I look like him and maybe act like him a little bit. That's what she's into. So she's thinking of him when she's with me.
So who's the worst guy, the brother or her? Because the brother knows this, and she's grieving, and maybe they do kind of look alike, and so he's like, hey, this is easy pickings. Because funeral sex, it is easy pickings.
Well, depends on what he's looking for. If he's looking for a relationship, I wouldn't get into a relationship, because you're going to realize sooner or later I'm not him. And that's what you're using me as a stand-in for him.
Yeah, because every time she would see your body parts, or she would feel, she'd be like,
she's thinking of him.
You are like him, like you are. Like, she's because you know she's looking for those similarities.
She's crying the whole time she's making love to you, which makes it even better.
You smell like
what am
him.
I to you? Him? I mean, I don't always want to be him. Can I have some me time, please?
Weird.
And I guess if you had time away with the guys, say bowling league night on Tuesday, you couldn't really tell her that because then she's going to show up at the bowling alley.
But what was the problem with him telling her that he had a second job?
And like I got the a problem little surprise.
Is, you know, I'm going to get a second job. You know, I think we need to make some more money, or I want to save up and maybe get you a better car. And so you lie and say you're going to buy her a better car instead of get her the vacation package. Mm-hmm.
You can say a little bit. You don't say.
What was his second job? Was he?
I don't know, but it was 16 hours a week total is what he was working.
Don't know what he did.
Yeah,
for each job.
I've wadded it up. It's in there somewhere.
16 hours a day he was working. You said. Right?
Yeah, 16. So his health was actually suffering. He was working so hard with his regular job.
So he had two full time jobs doing 16 hours a day.
Pretty much. So they probably hardly never saw each other. His health is. But he was doing this because he was so in love with her.
But she would have said, "Listen, I don't care them. I would rather you be home with me than whatever extra money you were trying to make."
Oh look, Jamie found out her husband was gay. Hello, Jamie.
Hello.
How'd you find out your husband was gay?
Well, it was
his breath,
like you were saying. He would. No, he would go to the gym supposedly every day after work, and one morning I was
J-I-M.
His alarm was going off. I went to turn it off, and it opened up an email he was reading, apparently from one of his lovers, talking about going wig shopping. And I found out it had been going on since about 3 months before we were married.
What shopping? Wig?
Wig.
Wig shopping.
Wig shopping.
Okay.
He was into men who preferred to look like women.
How do you know that wouldn't be a joke? A joke.
Hold on. That's before we go to joke. How'd that make you feel that he wanted guys to dress as women and you're his wife?
Oh, I was absolutely devastated. I didn't realize that all I needed was a strap-on to make him happy.
Now, let me ask you, do you have manly features, very, like, chiseled face as a woman?
No, actually, I've been told I look a lot like Mandy Moore, only taller. I'm about 5'11", blonde hair,
and looks like
blue
Mandy
eyes.
Moore. My God.
Wow, Jamie. Mm.
Had you...
I'm Mandy Moore.
Mm. How long did you date before you got married?
We were together for about a year and a half.
And you had no inklings, no, your radar didn't pick up anything at all?
No. Because he was like my best friend. But, you know, I have best friends who are gay, and I guess maybe that should have been a sign.
Now, you mentioned that.
The worst part was I had an 8-year-old son who his father passed away before he was born. And he was so excited to finally have, you know, a father figure in his life. And I remember when I finally had to tell him why we were splitting up, he's like, oh, go figure, the first dad I have, and he's gay.
You told your 8-year-old that's why he was leaving, because dad's gay?
Well, by the time we split up and by the time he found out the truth, he was about 11 years old.
Mm. I just say he left me for the bearded lady. He's off at the circus. Now, you did mention that you didn't realize that all you needed was a certain sexual apparatus to make him happy. Mm-hmm. Now, if he would have come to you and said, hey, would you be willing to wear a certain sexual apparatus to make me happy?
Yeah, no.
So we wouldn't have done it anyway. So. Not even once. Come on, Jamie. Not one time.
Now, granted, you know, after I found out, I may have wanted to use a certain apparatus, but probably with an additional attachment
for pain.
Jamie, don't take this wrong, because I do not mean this as a criticism, cut, slam, or I don't mean this in any negative light at all. But you seem a little tomboyish, and in a way that Heidi is. I mean, there's women who are very petite and very feminine and paint and powdered and pretty in sundresses. Then there's the ones who are like one of the guys. You seem like one of the guys.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why he was into you, because you're...
I dress like a lady. I look like a lady. I wear makeup. I wear dresses to work. But on the weekend, I go hunting. I go shooting. I go camping and off-roading.
And that's what he bonded with, was the more masculine side of your personality.
He might be a lesbian. You ever thought about that?
5'11", Mandy Moore?
You ever thought about being a lesbian?
Maybe I should just change my name to James.
Why not?
There you go. Okay.
How long do you stay with the guy after you see the email about the guy that he's banging?
Going wig shopping.
Yeah, do you confront him that night and go, what's this email about?
I almost did. I actually ended up calling a really good friend of mine. I talked to her about it. She gave me some great advice. I got all the evidence off of his phone. I downloaded it to my computer, and I waited until the next day to confront him about it.
Okay, so I was wondering, just that one email alone could have been a prank or a joke or a snide. You see things I send to Frank and Eric and Heidi. So you got more ammunition, so to speak, before you started confronting him with him.
Oh, by the time I was done digging through everything, I mean, I was shaking on the floor of our kitchen.
I don't know if I would have dug.
I found out that there had been like 13 altogether.
13 during your relationship. Wow.
He was still in a quote-unquote relationship.
You never noticed his breath once. Okay, whatever.
He's a gum chewer, Frank.
I'm going to give you a prize. I'm going to send you to a Blue Oyster Bar. No, Blue Oyster Cult. See what I did there. So the Rose in Pasadena, July 15th. So thank you for calling and opening up to us. Right now, we got to take a quick look at traffic in 2 minutes. What's going on, Lisa?